one would describe the post-Congress situation in the party as robust, a new sense of direction, and an accomplishment under very adverse conditions. I must add that this was a unique Congress in that it was not just about elections, unlike Blair Congress. This one was about discussing real issues that affect the party, the institutional reform, the policy direction, the roadmap to the next elections, and the various policy measures that will define this party as a party for change. And so I think there's a high degree of confidence amongst the MDC supporters.
You also appointed a new executive. Can you tell us what they are going to be doing?
I did not appoint the executive. You know, in terms of the constitution, every province submits three names to the national executive, and that the president appoints 15 members to that national executive, which then fully constitutes that organ. That's what we have done. We have also proceeded to appoint various committees. We have the executive committees that will be looking internally in the party, administration and finance, discipline and elections, and also party building directorate, which looks at the broader party building challenges. Then, you've got the legal one, which is also assisting the internal. Then you've got portfolio committees, which are committees in the executive, mainly for policy articulation by various secretaries, and those I have also appointed.
How are they going to make a difference in the lives of Zimbabweans? Of course, we know that you are in the opposition.
The opposition can never make any difference. You must understand that the responsibility, the reason why people seek mandate, legitimate or illegitimate mandate from the people, is they want to implement their program. For us in the MDC, we are hoping that when we are given a chance and a mandate to run the country, we will then implement our very broad-based, people-oriented policy program and agenda.
Of course, we cannot expect you to mourn more than the bereaved, but what is your take on what is happening in ZANU-PF?
It's total confusion. The party is fractured. It's irreconcilable differences. There has been a purge in that party, which I think will exacerbate the situation. It's too acrimonious, and I don't foresee any revival of ZANU-PF to its previous self. And it's too dependent on one man. It's now a husband and wife project, and as it has been demonstrated, they are the ones who are calling the tune. In other words, it is a family dynasty that is now defining ZANU-PF character. And it's sad from a party which claims to be a revolutionary party to a party which has almost become now privatized.
Do you think this is going to have an impact on Zimbabweans in a big way going forward?
Oh, naturally, they are the ones who are leading the country. Whatever is done by a ruling party affects everyone.
You have also expressed vote rigging fears, Mr. Tsvangirai. What steps have you taken as a party to avert another electoral fraud come 2018?
I can tell you that we don't want to confirm the skeptics in the population which believe that we can never have a free and fair election. We want people to believe in the votes. We want people to always believe that their vote will make a very serious contribution to democracy and development. And therefore, from our experience, it means the challenge before the MDC is to ensure that the various reforms that have led to subversion of the people's right to choose must be attended to.